Okay, Castor, thank you very much. It's 25 minutes before 9. It's Robin and Kat and Lindsay and Mr. Wilson here for you. Now, yesterday, a new world record was set in Edinburgh after an American completed 206 jumps on a pogo stick in 1 minute. Shopkeeper Ashrita Foreman carried out the attempt next to the statue of Greyfriars Bobby in Edinburgh whilst carrying a dog. Mr. Foreman, who has the highest number of Guinness World Records, had to complete in excess of 173 jumps, more than 2 per second. Ashrita is clearly deranged, but joins us now live from Glasgow Airport, where he's waiting to fly back to New York, but not before pulling the jumbo down the runway with his teeth. Good morning, Ashrita.
Good morning.
We have to ask a question. Why?
Well, I mean, I love doing the Guinness Records. It's a great challenge to me. And, you know, I study meditation with a teacher. His name is Sri Chinmoy, and his philosophy is self-transcendence. You always should always push to do things that you don't think are possible. So, you know, I wanted to do a record in Scotland. The editor of the Guinness Book is Scottish, and he said, why don't you do a record in Scotland? You go all over the world doing records. So I thought of the Greyfriars Bobby, because someone had told me the story many years ago. And, you know, pogo stick jumping is easy for me. So this was a new category, and I knew I could break it, so I thought I'd make it more of a challenge by holding a dog in one arm and holding onto the pogo stick with the other arm.
Now, I saw the pictures on television last night, and the dog was lovely. How did you get him so calm?
It was such a great dog, wasn't it? Yeah, a friend of mine kind of tracked the dog down, and the lady who owns it is a groomer, and she was so, her name is Joan, she's so open-minded, and she was so happy, and the dog was, you know, very happy.
Does the dog get a mention in the Guinness Book as well now?
You know, unfortunately, no.
Oh.
He really should.
How'd you come up with the ideas then?
You know, they just kind of come to me. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's just some. I really try to have as much fun as I can with the records without jeopardizing.
Do you hear voices in your head telling you to pogo?
No.
And what's your record that you're most proud of then? Because you've got loads of records. What's the one you're most proud of?
Yeah, I think probably I have a record for 12 miles of forward rolls.
Forward rolls?
Yeah. The official rules say that you have to roll continuously, but you're allowed to stop to throw up.
Were you really dizzy when you got back up again?
Yeah, you get very, very dizzy and nauseous. Yeah. But actually, I want to break that one again because no one has broken it in many, many years. So I think
your record's safe, to be honest. Didn't you once bounce a mile on a space opera along the Great Wall of China?
Yeah, that was me, yeah.
Do your friends and family not worry about you?
In the beginning they did. I think at this point they're just, you know, resigned to the fact that I do crazy things. But, you know, it's all for fun. And you know, most of them are pretty difficult. You know, it's just... And I have to usually train for 2 or 3 months for each one.
And what's the big one that you haven't yet achieved yet? What's your big record-breaking ambition then?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, there are many. One of them is continuous juggling. There's a record of 11 hours of juggling 3 balls without dropping. And, you know, that to me is something that's really up there. There's another one. This is amazing. This guy walked on his hands for 800 miles from Vienna to Paris. And I'm thinking about that one. That's a long-term record.
Oh, you need good gloves for that one, I think.
Yeah.
Well, best hands forward for that one. Now, we hope that you take some cherished memories back to New York from Scotland, and it's been
I had a great time in Scotland. People were so friendly. They'd stop me in the streets and congratulate me. Even in the airport here, people are, you know, saw me on TV and they're congratulating me.
They're coming up and saying things like...
I'm coming back, you know, I'm thinking about doing something at Loch Ness.
Yeah, so, has anybody approached you in Princes Street and says, hey, you big loony! That's a term of endearment, don't worry.
Yeah, well, we applaud your insanity. We love it. Absolutely brilliant.
Just before you go, Ashrita, we would just like to take you back to 10 o'clock yesterday when you started the record, and we have a thumbnail sketch now for you in sound. We've recreated the world record-breaking attempt. Have a look. This is you yesterday. This is what happened.
Ha 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 ha
Sounds rude.
That is very funny. That is very good. I like it.
Ashrita, thanks for being live on the Real Radio
okay.
Breakfast Show.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Mad. Daft as a brush.